Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Aye, Dog Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Love and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Squire Skimp failed in his attempt to get possession of the $10,000 gift that Diogenes Smith left to Pine Ridge, but we doubt if Squire will give up after only one try. Ulysses S. Quincy, the winner of the contest for suggestions on how best to spend this money, is still demanding that Lum and Abner use it to put up a toll bridge, and he's threatening to sue them if they fail to do it. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot'em Down store with Grandpap, seated at the library table, reading up on ways of using the money. Listen.
Hey, the game of polo is played on a field measuring, according to standard requirements, at least 750 feet in length.
Grandpap, I don't care how long a polo field is.
At each end of the field is a goal.
Grandpap, stop reading that. I told you we weren't going to use the money to put in no polo field.
Well, it sure worked fine out there on that farm of mine, Abner.
Yeah.
I'd sell you that farm over there. Well, I'd make it cheap.
Yeah.
And I believe a good polo field is exactly what Pine Ridge needs. Let's see what else it says here. The four fundamental strokes.
Grandpa, don't read no more of that, please.
The straightforward back and front strokes and the nearside back and front strokes. Well, nearsighted, huh? I'm nearsighted. Maybe I could play for you.
Hush up, Grandpa. Just a minute. That's our ring. I can't hear nothing to you hollering.
All
at the
right,
top
go
of
ahead.
Your
go ahead.
Hello, Jot'em Down Store and Library. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Huh? Oh, it's you. No, Mr. Quincy, we ain't started putting in the bridge yet. No, sir. Goodbye. Ogie, I wish I'd have kept track of how many times that Quincy feller's called up here.
750.
Huh? Oh, it ain't that many, Grandpap, surely.
Yes, sir. According to the almanac, 750 feet in length and 500 feet in width.
Oh.
At each end of the field. Oh, I've already read that.
Grandpap, will you forget that polo stuff? Because we ain't going to build one of them things. Now, do you understand?
Well, you're throwing away a big opportunity. You could have bought my farm cheap.
Yeah, well, we don't want your farm.
Well, you see, must be some other books here that'll give us an ID.
I ain't looking for no ID.
Anyway, this sounds good right here. 500 tricks even a child can do.
Tricks? Well, them won't do us no good. You better just leave it up to me and Lum to decide what we'll do with the $10,000, Grandpa.
Well, the floating egg trick.
Oh, my.
An egg is dropped into a pitcher of water and is mysteriously floats halfway down, neither coming to the surface nor sinking to the bottom.
Let it sink. I don't care.
This trick never fails to amaze your friends. But it is really very simple.
Mm-hmm.
All you do is fill the bottom half of the pitcher with salt water, and then... Say, Abner, you got an egg handy?
No, we ain't got no eggs handy, Grandpap.
You ought to keep a couple of them around. Never can tell when somebody might drop in and wants to amaze their friends.
Well, we don't want to amaze no friends, Grandpap. We got more important stuff to take care of around here.
Let's see, where was I at? Oh... The invisible cigarette trick.
Mm-hmm.
The disappearing alligator trick. Well, Jiminy, I believe there's an idea right there, Abner.
Huh?
Alligators. Buy my farm and raise alligators.
Alligators?
Well, there's something Pine Ridge ain't got, an alligator farm.
Now, what in the world would we want with an alligator farm?
I make suitcases out of them, one thing and another.
Oh, my
Well,
goodness.
They multiply fast, Abner. Do you know that... Wait a minute.
Huh?
Believe I'll look that up for you.
I ain't interested.
Just a little while ago, believe it was in the almanac here.
Grandpapa, don't you have to go home and help your woman charity or something around
alligators,
the place, sir?
Alligators. Here we are.
Oh, my.
The eggs from a single alligator sometimes number as high as 90 or 100.
Oh, that's fine.
There you are, Abner. 100. Just think that over.
Well, now, what could we do with 100 alligator eggs?
Catch them out. And each one of them 100 alligators will lay 100 eggs apiece, and before you know it, you got 100,000 alligators. Yes, sir, you got a good idea there, Abner. You sure have.
Me? Why, I never studied this up.
Then each one of the 100,000 alligators will lay 100 more eggs. Let's see, naught times naught's naught, none to carry.
Hey, wait a minute, there comes Lom.
Naught from naught is... If you got a pencil, Abner, I don't believe I can figure this in my head.
Well, just don't bother to figure it. Let it go, Grandpa.
No, wait a minute, where's that add machine you fellas used to have around here? Don't think a pencil can handle this much adding.
Hey, come on in, Lom. Where you been so long?
Oh, I had a lot of business to tend to. Howdy, Grandpa. Howdy, Lom.
Well, I'm sure glad you're back.
Yes, sir, Lom. You're just in time to hear the good news. Go on, tell him, Abner.
Huh?
Good news? Well, what is it, Abner?
Well, I ain't got no good news.
Come on now. Don't hold nothing back from me, Abner.
Well, I ain't got nothing to tell, Lom. Honest. Well, except my grandpap has found out about the $10,000 Diogenes last year. I don't know how he done it, though.
Well, there's nothing good about that news.
Why, no.
Fact is, it ain't news at all. I just been finding out that everybody in town knows about the money Diogenes gave to Pine Ridge.
They do?
Why, sure. That's all they're talking about down there at the barbershop.
Oh, my.
Everybody getting big ideas on what they're going to do with the money and all that stuff.
Why, sure. How'd they ever find out about it?
I don't know. I think Squire Skimp must have spread it around.
Squire?
Yeah, more than likely he done it because he's mad about not getting the money away from us the other day.
Yeah, that snake in the weeds.
Of course, I reckon everybody's got a right to know about it. The money actually belongs to the whole town.
Yeah.
The only thing makes me mad is that everybody's getting such selfish ideas on how to spend it.
Selfish?
Oh, my, yeah. For instance, Mr. Macmillan wants to put new gravel on all the roads around here.
New gravel?
Yes, sir. Of course, that's just because he's got the gravel pit.
Oh, why, sure. That's all he wants that for.
And Caleb Wehern wants to put in a horse racing track.
Horse racing?
I know. He's just thinking about getting more business for his blacksmith shop.
Why, sure. That's the only reason he done it.
Tell him about your idea, Abner.
Hush up, Grandpap.
Just a minute here. Is there still something you ain't told me, Abner?
No, honest, it ain't, Lom. It's just that... Wait a minute. I believe that was our ring. More than likely old man Quincy calling up again.
Has he been calling up?
Oh, been calling all morning long. The phone just ringing off the wall.
For goodness sake. Wait a minute. I'll take care of him.
Oh, I wish you would. A feller can't sit down and rest himself out that old man calling up.
I was just talking to Dick Huddleston. Dick says old man Quincy couldn't lawsuit us for not putting up that bridge no way.
He couldn't? Well, what about all that legal stuff that Squire looked up about it?
Oh, well, that was just some prittle-prattle he studied up to scare us into turning the money over to him.
Oh, I see.
Hey, just a minute. I'm coming. Hello, Mr. Quincy. No, we ain't started the bridge, and what's more, we ain't going to.
Yeah, tell him, Lon. Tell him to quit.
No, we ain't going to build no bridge. I wish you'd get that straight in your head.
No, sir. No, sir.
Go ahead and lawsuit us. Take it to the Supreme Court. See if we care. Goodbye. Yeah, I reckon that'll hold him for a while.
Well, I hope so. He's sure been pestering the life out of me today. It's all I did, answer the phone, talk to him.
Yeah, we're through with that bridge idea, I can tell you that.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah, if we can get rid of some of these other selfish ideas, we can settle down and do some sensible thinking about how we're going to spend that money.
Yeah, that's what we ought to do. Buy something that'll do Pine Ridge a lot of good.
Well, we'll think of something.
Sure.
What we ought to have, Abner, I wanted to talk to you.
Huh?
We need something that'll beautify Pine Ridge.
Beautify?
Well, like, for instance, a nice big statue in the middle of the main street.
A statue?
Abner, ain't you gonna tell them your idea?
Be quiet, Grandpap.
Wait a minute. Exactly what is this big idea, Abner?
Well, Lom, I ain't
gonna... Go on, Abner. Tell him about your alligator farm.
Oh, me.
Alligator farm? For the land's sakes. Abner, you ain't went and bought an alligator farm, have you?
Listen, Lom, just a minute. Grandpap's got this whole...
100,000 alligators the first year. Next year it runs up into the billions. Well, I'll swan to goodness. I can't leave this store 10 minutes without you getting everything all tangled up in some kind of a big mess.
Well, now, wait a minute. Don't
here,
start
just
jumping
get us
on...
out of one crazy idea about a bridge, and now you got us into something worse.
Well, just a minute. Now, sit back down there, Lom. Let me explain this.
You don't need to explain. I know how you get into these things. Mm-hmm. You're always doing it. Whereabouts is this alligator farm, and how much did you pay for it?
Mom, this was all Grandpap's idea.
Now, don't put the blame on Grandpap, and don't change the subject. Whereabouts is this farm at?
I tell you, Lom, there ain't no...
He's using my farm for it, Lom. Your farm? That worthless old place of yours
I
over there?
I ain't done it.
No wonder you was encouraging him in this idea. I grin his grandpap, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Ashamed of myself? Why, of course. First, Abner gets some crazy selfish idea that he wants to raise alligators, and then you're selfish enough to encourage him so he'll buy that worthless old farm of yours. You see here, Lum, now you can't talk to me that way. I've got some rights. I never seen two fellows that's more selfish and self-centered in all my life. Throwing the public's money away on something that'll just do theirselves some good. All you think about is yourself.
Bob, just a minute. That's our ring, I believe.
So, more likely old man Quincy again. You answer it this time. I'm surprised that two grown fellers like you could get such selfish ideas.
Hello, Mr. Quincy. We ain't going to build... Huh? Oh, excuse me. I thought you was a Mr. Quincy calling.
Who is it, Abner?
Yeah, well, he's right here. Just a minute. I don't know nothing about it. I'll ask him. Lum, this is some feller says he's talking to you just a little while ago.
Oh, my goodness. Let me get to the phone.
Well, he said that you was talking to him. Well, he just wanted me to tell you was talking to him about getting a statue of yourself built for the main street here, and he wants to know if you want it with or without a horse.